जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी भगवान की जय श्री गौर नित्य भगवान की जय श्री श्री गोपाल जी भगवान की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे कृष्ण समय होती ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड डिविनिटी एंड डिवाइन सर्विस। वासुदेव परादेवा वासुदेव परामखः वासुदेव परायोगा वासुदेव परः क्रियः वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम वासुदेव परम तपः वासुदेव परो धर्म वासुदेव परा गतिः वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परा मखः वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परा क्रियः वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम वासुदेव परम तपः वासुदेव परो धर्म वासुदेव परा गतिः वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परा मखः वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परा क्रियः वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम वासुदेव परम तपः वासुदेव परो धर्मो वासुदेव परा गतिः। वासुदेव परो धर्म वासुदेव परा गति वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परा मखः वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परा क्रियः वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम वासुदेव परम तपः वासुदेव परो धर्म वासुदेव परा गतिः वासुदेव परा वेदा वासुदेव परा मखः वासुदेव परा योगा वासुदेव परा क्रियः वासुदेव परम ज्ञानम वासुदेव परम तपः वासुदेव परम धर्म वासुदेव परा गतिः। व्हाट टू आर मीनिंग वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पराह द अल्टीमेट गोल वेदा रिवील स्क्रिप्चर्स वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पराह फॉर वर्शिपिंग मखा सैक्रिफाइसेस वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पराह द मीनिंग्स द मीन्स ऑफ अटेनिंग योगा मास्टिक पैराफेर्नालिया वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड पराह अंडर हिज कंट्रोल क्रिया प्रीटी एक्टिविटीज वासुदेव द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परम द सुप्रीम ज्ञानम नॉलेज వాసుదేవ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ పరం బెస్ట్ తపః ఆస్టెరిటీ వాసుదేవ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ పరః సుపీరియర్ క్వాలిటీ ధర్మ రిలీజియన్ వాసుదేవ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ పరః అల్టిమేట్ గతి గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిలా ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇన్ ది రివీల్డ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ది అల్టిమేట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ శ్రీకృష్ణ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ది పర్పోజ్ ఆఫ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఈస్ టు ప్లీజ్ హిమ్ యోగా ఇస్ ఫర్ రియలైజింగ్ హిమ్ ఆల్ ఫ్రీటీ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ అల్టిమేట్లీ రివార్డెడ్ బై హిమ్ ఓన్లీ హీ సుప్రీమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఆల్ సివియర్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్ టు నో హిమ్ రిలీజియన్ ధర్మ ఇస్ రెండరింగ్ లవింగ్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ హీ ఈస్ ది సుప్రీం గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ పర్పోర్ట్ దాట్ శ్రీకృష్ణ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇస్ ది ఓన్లీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ ఈస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ టూ శ్లోకాస్ ఇన్ ది వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ది సేమ్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ వన్స్ రిలేషన్షిప్ అండ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ రివైవింగ్ అవర్ లాస్ట్ లవింగ్ సర్వీస్ అన్ టు హిమ్ దాట్ ఈస్ ది సమ్ అండ్ సబ్స్టాన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదస్ ఇన్ ది భగవద్గీత ది సేమ్ థియరీ ఇస్ కన్ఫర్మ్డ్ బై ది లార్డ్ ఇన్ హిజ్ ఓన్ వర్డ్స్ ది అల్టిమేట్ పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదస్ ఈజ్ టు నో హిమ్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్ ది రివీల్డ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆర్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ బై ది లార్డ్ through his incarnation in the body of Srila Vyasadeva, just to remind the fallen souls conditioned by material nature of Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. No demigod can avoid freedom from material bondage. That is the verdict of all the Vedic literatures. Impersonalists, who have no information of the personality of Godhead, minimize the omnipotency of the Lord, omnipotency of the Supreme Lord, and put him on equal footing with all other living beings. And for this act, such impersonalists get freedom from material bondage only with great difficulty. They can surrender unto him only after many, many births in the culture of transcendental knowledge. One may argue that the Vedic activities are based on sacrificial ceremonies. That is true. But all such sacrifices are also meant for realizing the truth about Vasudeva. Another name of Vasudeva is Yajna, sacrifice. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that all sacrifices and all activities are to be conducted for the satisfaction of Yajna or Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. This is the case also with the yoga system. Yoga means to get into touch with the Supreme Lord. The process, however, includes several bodily features such as asana, dhyana, pranayama and meditation. And all of them are meant for concentrating upon the localized aspect of Vasudeva represented as Paramatma. Paramatma realization is but partial realization of Vasudeva, and if one is successful in that attempt, one realizes Vasudeva in full. But by ill luck, most yogis are stranded by the powers of mysticism achieved through the bodily process. Ill-fated yogis are given a chance in the next birth by being placed in the families of good learned brahmanas or in the families of rich merchants in order to execute the unfinished task of Vasudeva realization. If such fortunate brahmanas and sons of rich men properly utilize the chance, they can easily realize Vasudeva by good association with saintly persons. Unfortunately, such preferred persons are captivated again by material wealth and honor, and thus they practically forget the aim of life. This is also so for the culture of knowledge. According to Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 items in culturing knowledge. By such culture of knowledge, one becomes gradually prideless, devoid of vanity, non-violent, forbearing, simple, devoted in the great spiritual master, devoted to the great spiritual master, and self-controlled. By culture of knowledge, one becomes unattached to heart and home, and becomes conscious of the miseries due to death, birth, old age and disease. And all culture of knowledge culminates in devotional service to the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Therefore, Vasudeva is the ultimate aim in culturing all different branches of knowledge. Culture of knowledge leading one to the transcendental plane of meeting Vasudeva is real knowledge. Physical knowledge in its various branches is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. as ajnana or the opposite of real knowledge. The ultimate aim of physical knowledge is to satisfy the senses, which means prolongation of the term of material existence and thereby continuance of the threefold miseries. So prolonging the miserable life of material existence is nonsense. But the same physical knowledge leading to the way of spiritual understanding helps one to end the miserable life of physical existence and to begin the life of spiritual existence on the plane of Vasudeva. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadanti swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam shagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam shavadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna pada sahagana lalita shri visakhanvitamsha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something, so that I can do little bit justice to this verse. And for my purification and for the pleasure of the devotees, I'll speak something. Hare Krishna. So, the purpose of all the sastras is to establish our relationship with the Lord, sambandha. So, all the sastras speaks about this, all the things, sambandha, avideya, and prayojana. That's why in Krishna Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, Maya mukta jivara nahi swata Krishna gyan, jivara krupai kaila Krishna veda purana. The living entity cannot revive his lost relationship with the Lord by himself. That's why Krishna has, out of mercy, he has given us the Vedas and Puranas. So, in Bhagavad Gita 2.46 also, it is mentioned that Yavanartha dapane sarvata sampluta doke tavan sarveshu vedesu brahmanascha vijanatah. The purpose solved by small reservoir of water, small reservoirs of water can be solved by big reservoir of water. Similarly, the person who knows the purpose behind all the Vedas, he knows the Brahman. He is in complete knowledge. So actually, if you see, when the Raghuvansha came, so Lord Brahma sends Vasishthiji to come as the Purohita of Raghuvansha. So Brahma, Vasishthiji, he was a little reluctant. Because I have to do, and I have to do all these Vedic karmic activities. Purohita means he has to do karma kanda, upasana kanda, jnana kanda, all this. So he was reluctant. But Ramaji told that, don't worry, Lord Ram is going to come in this dynasty. You will get the direct association of Lord Ram. So then he became very happy. Because this Vedas is very difficult, because there are so many rules and regulations in this Vedas. You will not find thank you, I am sorry, like all these words in Bhagavatam, Vedas. Because this is full of instructions. People are already having so many miseries, and when they approach the Vedas,
Then they get all these instructions like Subhadirai. Somebody spread, threw some water, Muslim, threw some water on Subhadirai. And when he approached to the Brahmanas, you have to drink hot ghee. You have to give up this body and next birth you will get Brahmana birth. So it's very difficult to follow the Vedas because it is full of rules and regulations. And it's very difficult to study the Vedantas also and Upanishads. It takes a lot of time, energy, knowledge and resources to execute the purpose of the Vedas. In this Kali Yuga, people are at the first keto, in the first chapter it is mentioned that prayan alpa aishu sabya kalu asti yoga jana manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya upadukta. People are in this way, people are already disturbed. And when they approach a Brahman, they will stand, give them some basic knowledge and you have to do this, you have to do that. Then they will get again frustrated. So, the Vedas, these are like the instructions of a master to the servant. There is no other option. And it's very difficult to digest those instructions also. For example, when I was in Navy, in Indian Naval Warship, Himgiri, my ship was in Cochin, and the evening, there was liberty. I was going to the market with four of my colleagues. And while going, it was evening only when officer came. And we were observed totally, and each evening it was not clearly visible. So we didn't salute only. So that person came. Then, who are you? Where are you from? Which unit? We are from Himgiri. Because we are in civil dress. He wrote down our, why didn't you salute? She asked. I told sir, actually, sorry sir, I was a little absent-minded. I was unable to see you. So poor people, they gave different reasons. So he wrote down all our names and ranks and everything and went to our seat. And he complained that all your sailors, they didn't salute me. So when we came back at 11 o'clock, our assistant engineer, he was waiting at the gangway. And he asked us, what happened to you? Why didn't you salute? And we told the real facts. So next morning, our engineer officer asked us and he told us, you have to write a statement. Because problem is that all of us are from same branch. If he gives us some punishment, then it's difficult to do the department, run this ship. That's why they took little bit punishment, they gave us some little bit punishment. So that's why I'm telling now, the rules and regulations are very strict. And people are already in so many problems, and when they get again some instructions, it's very difficult to follow. So, it's the Vedas instructions are like the master's instruction to the servant. For example, in my childhood, also in GV, while I was in Vidyapit, I saw that we use bulls to pull the bullock cart. So, sometimes what happens, there are some bulls, when you use them, after they will pull the cart for 102 meters, after that they will sleep. And the master may beat so much, but he will not get up only. After that, what the master will do? He will leave that, loosen that bull. And if it happens so many times, what the master will do? Think, I have to arrange for another bull. This bull is of no use. Similarly, the Vedas instructions are very difficult to follow. So, and when the people that do not follow, the Puritas, the Brahmanas, they think that let them go. So, but there are some instructions like friends instruction to the friend. That is called the Puranas. Puranas instructions are like the friends instruction to the friends. So, sometimes friends also, it's maximum time friend accept the instruction of the friend, but sometimes it's also very difficult to accept the instruction of the friend. But there are some Puranas, there are some Kavyas, the instruction is very easy to accept, like the Ramayana. It's in the form of Kavya. So when actually Lord Ram is Ajanma, but when he takes birth from the womb of Kausalya, during that time also the Vedas they manifested from the heart of Valmiki. And in that condition, Valmiki is trying to give the Veda in the form of Ramayana, in the form of Kavya. Like Kavya means, it's the request of the wife to the husband. Can you do this for me? Kindly do this, like that. Prem say. So in that condition, it's very easy to accept. The husband cannot say no. Similarly, Valmiki, he wrote all this Kavya, this Ramayana in the form of Kavya, so that people can accept this. Same Vedas he is giving in the form of Kavya. How? Now, when Lord Rama and Lord Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Bharat and Shatrughna, they took birth, all of them are crying. And nobody is able to understand what is the problem, why they, all of them are crying at all, a lot. So, Kaikeyi, she was in his own world, Kausalya, she was also in his own world. But Sumitra thought that, let me take these children to Mother Kausalya. But when Lakshmana reaches to Lord Ram, then both of them started laughing. So now, Sumitra, she took Shatrughna to Bharat. Then both of them started laughing. So all of them stopped crying. So what the Acharya say that, now Lord Ram represents Dharma. And Lord Lakshmana represents Artha. Lakshmana Lakshmi Sampana. Artha. So when Artha is engaged in the service of Dharma, then there is peace in the world. Similarly, when Bharata represents Moksha and Shatrughna represents Kama. Our Kamana should be, our desire should be for Moksha. When Shatrughna was engaged in the service of Bharata, then there is happiness. So, in this way, Valmiki gave Vedas, which talks about the four purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, in the form of Kavya, and by which people can see the beautiful pastimes, with that they can accept the philosophy also. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that, so Vedasya sarve aham avirudhyo, Vedant kuru veda vite vacham. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. Vedanta, I am the compiler of the Vedas, Vedanta kuru veda vite, I am the knower of the Vedas. That is the essence of all the Vedas. So, in the month of February, I was in my hometown. There is one of my relative, he is very, very scholarly. Every day he reads at least 6 to 8 hours shastras. He can speak in Sanskrit also. One of my close relatives. So, I asked, who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan Nirakare. So, he has all the knowledge of the shastras. Even he knows everything about ISKCON. He then finds out all the problems of ISKCON. In ISKCON you are doing this, you are doing that, everything is started. Then I left that place. So I was thinking, how fortunate we are, just by coming to ISKCON for 4-6 months, we get all the knowledge. That is the grace of Srila Prabhupada. So, when Nimai Pandit, he went to Gaya, he takes initiation when he comes back to Navadi Dham. He was fully absorbed in Krishna Katha. So, like one boy was telling, there was an internal exam in their college. And everybody wrote the exam paper. And at the last, the paper was distributed after correction. And in the name of one boy, he is getting 2 papers. And one girl is not getting one paper, her paper. Then they came to know that the girl was so much absorbed in her boyfriend that she wrote her boyfriend's name and roll number in his exam paper, in her exam paper. That was the avesa of the material world. Yadisa sarvahutanam tasyam jagruti bhutani, like that. Similarly, Nimai Pandit was fully absorbed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. So during that time, his students, they asked him to teach the grammar. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, Krishna vina thakurera na aise badate badane padua sakala ya kichu nahi jane. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not chanting anything, only you chanting the name of Krishna. But the students, they are unable to know anything about this. Abhishta haiya prabhu karena vyakhyan sutra vritti tikayata kala hari naam. Abhishta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so much absorbed in the holy name that where whatever he was explaining, while he was explaining the sutras, the aphorisms and the tikas, purports, everything he was connecting to Krishna. Prabhu bale sarvakala satya krishna naam sarva sastra krishna vai naam krishna vai naam alayan. Prabhu bale sarvakala satya krishna, in all the past, present and future, in all the yugas, the holy name of Krishna is absolute truth. This is the purport of all the shastras. Like one sloka comes in Sisi also. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adu Ante Cha Madhya Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. If you Vede Ramayane Chaiva, if you go through the Vedas, the Ramayana, the Mahabharata and all the Puranas, wherever you go, Hari Sarvatra Giyate. The glories of the Lord Hari is always glorified. So, Krishna ra charana chadi jayara vakhane vrutha janma jayatara asatya vachane. So, Nima is telling that if somebody is explaining anything else except Krishna, his life is useless. Hena Krishna name jara nahi rati mati padiya sarva sastra tahara durgati. If somebody is not attracted, not affectionate towards the holy name of the Lord, although he is reading all the shastras, padiya sarva sastra tahara durgati, still he is degraded. Daridra dhame jadi laya krishna naam sarvadasa thakilayo jaye krishna naam. Even if somebody is a poor fallen soul, even if he is chanting the holy name of the Lord, then sarvadasa thakilayo jaye krishna naam. Even if he is having all the faults, still he goes to the spiritual world. Krishna ra bhajana chadi je shastra vakhane se adhama kabu shastra marma nahi jane. If somebody is explaining the shastras without worshipping Krishna, Sayadhama Kabhu Shastra Marma Nahi Jane. He doesn't know any marma, any purport of the shastras. Shastrarana Jane Marma Adhyapan Kare Garthavara Prayajana Shastra Bahimare. He doesn't know the purports of the shastras, but he is studying and teaching the shastras. Then it is compared to the donkey carrying the load. So we can also see in the story of Prakashananda Saraswati. Lord Chaitanya, he was in Varanasi. And Tapan Mishra, he invites to his home. There is also Chandrasekhar Acharya. And they are telling that, here we are not able to hear any Krishna Katha, the name of Krishna. Here the people are fully absorbed in Maya, fully absorbed in Brahman. So will you please be here for a few days? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay there for a few days. So during that time, one Brahmana, he sees to Lord Chaitanya and goes to Prakashananda Saraswati. He is telling that there is one sannyasi who has come from Bengal, Gaudadesh. And he looks like Narayan, very beautiful. And always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Seeing him, I was thinking the Lord himself has come. Then Prakashananda Saraswati is telling that, you do not tell all these things to me. I know who is he. He is a great magician. His name is Krishna Chaitanya. And he is a disciple of Kesava Bharati. He is like a sentimental. He always chanting the holy name of the Lord. And always moving with the sentimentalist people. So, do not go to that person. If you go to that person, then you will also become a sentimental. And he is giving the example of, since the Sarva Bhattacharya, he was a great scholar, Vedic scholar. He was teaching the Vedas to the people. But now what happened to him? He has become a sentimental. So don't go to this person. So then Brahmana, then he tells him that you always come here and study Vedas and fully absorbed in Vedas. Then that Brahman becomes very sorrow and goes back to his home. And he tells all these things to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not affected by this. He, after a few days, he went to Vrindavan. While coming back, again he was there in Banaras. He was teaching to Sanatana Goswami. And during that time, when Brahman again came, and during the time, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, he was requesting, both of them are requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are unable to tolerate because these people are insulting you, they are offending you, we are unable to tolerate that. Please do something. During that time, one Brahmana comes and that Brahmana is telling that actually I have invited all the sannyasis to my home for prasadam. You please come. I know you do not come to, you do not go to anybody, any Brahmana's home, but it's my humble request. And if you'll come, I'll be very happy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts this request. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next day, he comes and he sees the sannyasis, they are sitting on the veranda. And he offers obeisances to the sannyasis. And he takes, he washes his feet and sits there only. So during that time, and he thinking that how to attract the sannyasis. Because he is the personality of Godhead, he know how to attract the people. Then he increased his effulgence like Koti Surya. Because he knew that these Mayavadi sannyasis, they are very, very attracted to the light. So he increased his light effulgence. And seeing that Prakashananda Saraswati and all the sannyasis, they got up and approached Lord Chaitanya. Then Prakashananda Saraswati telling, iha aisa, suna hasipat, apavitra sthane vaisa, kiva vasat. Come here. Why are you sitting at a contaminated place? Then he telling sannyasi, then unka, means then he catches his hand and brought him and make him sit in the middle of the assembly. Then he asking, sannyasi haiya kara nartana gayana bhavuka savai sangalaya kara sankirtana. Although you are a sannyasi haiya kara kirtana nartana. Then you are chanting and singing, dancing like a sentimentalist. Why are you doing all this? Actually, then she telling that Vedanta Patana Dhyana sannyasi dharma saha chadi kara kene bhavu kara karma. This is the sannyasis, the work of the sannyasis, study shastra, they study Vedantas and meditation. But you gave up your own duty and you are behaving like a sentimentalist. Then he tells Prabhava Dekhiya Tama Saksha Narayan Hina Achara Karakene Itheki Karano. By influence you look like Narayan, but why you are doing all this degrading thing? Prabhu kai, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. Prabhu kai suna sripad ihara karan guru more murkha dekhi karila shasan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that, oh, Prakashananda Saraswati, why I am doing all these things? Now, guru more murkha dekhi karila shasan. My guru, he thought that I am full number one. That's why he ruled me. How? Murkhatumi, tomara nahika, Vedanta adhikar, Krishna mantra japa sada, ehi mantra sar. You are a fool, murkhatumi, tomara nahika, Vedanta adhikar. You are not qualified to study Vedas. Krishna mantra, that's why what you do? Krishna mantra japa sada, ehi mantra sar. You chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the essence of all the shastras. Krishna mantra haite have sansara machan, Krishna nama haite have Krishna racharana. If you chant the holy name of the Lord, what will happen? You will be delivered from this world. And Krishna nama haite pave Krishna racharana. If you chant the holy name of the Lord, you will get the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then it is, nama vina kalikale nahi ara dharma sarvamantra saranam ehi shastra varma. There is no other dharma except the holy name of the Lord. That is the sarvamantra saranam ehi shastra varma. This is the purpose of this, all the shastra that the holy name of the Lord is the essence of everything. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and started chanting. Then like Narada Muni. Evam Bratasho Priyanama Kirtya Jata Nuraga Duta Chitta Uchai Hasati Atharo Diti Rauti Gayati Unmada Vanno Chati Loka Vahyai Evam Bratasho Priyanama Kirtya. Then he started chanting the holy name of his dear Lord. Priyanama Kirtya Jata Nuraga. Then he developed Anuraga. Attraction towards the holy name. Dutta Chitta Uche. Then his mind was fully absorbed in the holy name of Allah. Hastati Atharo. Then he started laughing, sometimes crying, sometimes dancing. Hastati Atharo Diti Rauti Gayati. Unmad. Then he becomes like a madman. Unmadavan Nutyati Lokavaya. Without caring the people fear. Without caring for the people will say. So then what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Think not, I am chanting all these names and I am behaving like a madman. What happened to me? Then he approached his guru. Then he asked, Kiva mantra dilla gosai, kiva tarabal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. What kind of mantra you gave to me? And what influence, what strength this mantra has? When I was chanting the holy name of the Lord, I am becoming mad. Then his guru tells that, Krishna Nama Mahamantra Eita Sohab Jai Japetara Krishna Upu Jai Bhav. This is the nature of the holy name of the Lord. Whoever chants the holy name of the Lord, he develops rapti, attachment towards the holy name of the Lord, towards the Lord. Then he is telling that Bhala Haila Paila Tami Parama Purushartha Tamara Premete Ami Haila Krutartha. So here he is telling that Bhala Haila Paila Tami Parama Purusartha. Vedas give the four Purusartha. Now he is telling that Parama Purusartha is Prema. Bhala Haila Paila Tumi Parama Purusartha Tamara Premate Ami Haila Krutartha. And because of your love, my life was also successful. Then he is giving instruction. Nacha Gao Vakta Sange Kara Sankirtan Krishna Nama Upadesi Tara Sarva Jano. Tara Sarva Jano. Now you go dance, sing, and in the association of devotees, you do Sankirtan. And you give the instruction about the holy name of the Lord. By doing this, you deliver the whole world. That was the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. That's why Gai Nachi Nahi Ami Apana Ichha. I am not doing all the things according to my own desire. This was the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. That's what I am doing. So, hearing this, Prakashananda Saraswati. Yeah, okay. Understood. Now, you tell me why you are not studying Vedas. Then, if you know more about this, you can read Chaitanya Chaitanya. Sarvamata, then, he is also telling that Sarvamatacharya, he was also a Vedantist. He was also absorbed in Vedas. He has no respect for the holy name of the Lord. But when his heart was transformed by the Lord, he is himself telling that Tarkika Sugala Sange Bhayu Bhayu Kari Sei Mukhe Abe Sada Kahi Krishna Hari. Earlier I was like a jackal doing all the arguments. But today I was chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna and Hari. Why? Not because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, Prabhupada writes in this Bhagavad Gita 2.46 in the purport that the highest Vedantist is the great soul who takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd Kanto also in Sudan, nice verse comes. Aho vatasopachato gariyan jiyajji hagrevartate namatubhyam te pustapajujubhi sakanuradyan brahmanuchu namugrunantiyete. Aho vatasopachato, sopacha means with the dog eater. But he is also glorious. Aho vatasopachato gariyan yajji hagrevartate namatubhyam. If he is chanting the holy name of the Lord, he is also glorious. Because He has already taken bath, in all the pilgrimage places. He has studied all the Vedas and he has performed all the sacrifices. That's why, who is chanting the holy name of the Lord, he is all glorious. We can also see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy on the South Indian Brahmana who was chanting the Bhagavad Gita, although he didn't know how to pronounce the words properly. Time is less, we'll not go to the past tense. So we'll discuss the second thing, Vasudeva Paramakha. We discussed about how Vasudeva is Paraveda. Now we'll discuss Vasudeva Paramakha. Sacrifices. This yajnas sacrifices are actually suitable for the Treta Yuga. In this Kali Yuga it's not possible. That's why in the starting of the Bhagavatam, this Naimi Sarana sages, they were performing sacrifice for 1000 years. But what happened to them? Their faces became black and they got exhausted and they approached Suta Goswami to hear Bhagavatam from him. So in this Kali Yuga, and we know that even if you ask for the Yajna people, they do not have proper ghee also. They will bring dalda for sacrifice. And there is no expert Brahman also. So all the sacrifices are performed for the pleasure of Krishna. These are like our Radharthi Prabhu. When they chant, idam Krishna, idam na mama. So everything is for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, not for us. Even that's why the yajna for this yajna is mentioned as Sankirtana yajna. Yajna nam Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita that yajna nam japa yajnasti. That's why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to perform the Sankirtana yajna. Krishna vannam tusar krishnam shanga panga astra parshadam yajnai sankirtana praye jadanti hi sumedhasa. See, medhasa means intelligent. Sumedhasa means you are very intelligent people. They will worship this Lord who will perform Sankirtana. I was last Sunday I was taking one class, giving class to the boys. So one Navy boy asked me, Prabhuji, at the end of the class I asked any question, that boy is telling me, Prabhuji, this mantra is very big. Can I chant Om Namah Narayana or Om Namah Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya? Yes, you can chant, but I asked him, what kind of mobile you are using? A smartphone. Why don't you use that small Nokia phone before 20 years? I want to be updated, I want to assess everything. Similarly, I told him, that mantra was for other ages, not for this age. This mantra is for, this Hare Krishna mantra is for this Kali Yuga. So, then I spoke about this Lord Brahma's pastimes, how Lord Brahma gives this mantra to Narada Muni in Kali Santrana Upanishad. So, I was also thinking, last week I was in Sangam there. So, near about 7:30 a.m., while I was chanting, one boy came. And he sat with me to chant. And I went to the washroom. And I came back within 3-4 minutes. And within that time, that boy kept his midway. What happened? How many rounds you chant? I chanted 2 rounds. Then he told me that, I asked, which mantra you chant? Hare Krishna mantra. No, Hare Krishna mantra, I need at least 8 to 10 minutes to complete one round. But you chanted 2 rounds in within minutes, 4 minutes. Yes, yes. Are you sure? Yes, I chanted Hare Krishna mantra. Then one boy was beside him, told Prabhuji, he chants only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was amazed. So, Vasudeva Paragyanam. So, this knowledge means to see everything connected to Krishna. And ignorance means to see everything which is disconnected from Krishna. In all these scriptures, the object of knowledge is Krishna. So, Prabhupada was there in California. And he was speaking to a PhD professor, chemistry PhD professor. Prabhupada asked to that PhD professor, what is the definition of chemistry? That professor was losing what to tell. Then Prabhupada told that chemistry means All the chemicals comes from Krishna. Then biology means, what do you know what is the meaning of biology? Biology means all the living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. That is knowledge. So that's why Prabhupada also said, Jai Krishna Bhajat Se Vada Chatur. Vada Chatur, he is very, very intelligent. Who chants the holy name of the Lord? He is very, very intelligent. So Shankaracharya, he was in Banaras. And while he was going through Banaras, one old Brahman, he was chanting the, practicing the Sanskrit grammar. Nara, nara, naraha, samosa, pakoda, varaha. So, Shankaracharya, see, then he said, bhaja govindam, mudhamate, samprapte, sannihita kale, nahi rakshati, dukhi karane, bhaja govindam, mudhamate. Then Shankaracharya says, "Are you are old. Why are you wasting your time by chanting this, practicing this grammar? It's not the time. You should chant the holy name of the Lord." Similarly, you can see this case of Kashmiri. Although he was a Digvijay Pandit, but although he was so having so much knowledge, but Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him a devotee. We will not discuss this first time. So, even if you see, once upon a day, there is the birthday of a king. And there is one announcement. King has invited all of you, whoever wants, whatever, to come and ask for the king. So everybody is asking their needs. Somebody is asking for some land, somebody is asking for cow, somebody is asking for home. So one old woman was there. She was standing from the morning to the evening. Then she is not asking anything only. Then at the end of the day, the king asked that old woman, "What do you want? Why you are not asking anything?" Then that old woman is telling that, "Actually, I do not want anything. I want you be my son." Then king has nothing to do. "Okay, I will become your son." So after a few days, that old woman, she asked to that king, invited to that king, "Please come to my home." But this old man, he has nothing. She has no home, no items to eat. Then the king sends his minister to check everything. What is there? They say either if some prime minister has to come, then the other people, the MLA, the ministers and the police department, they will see whether this place is suitable for the prime minister or not. Similarly, if king is coming, then all the arrangements are made. And then king comes. Similarly, these devotees of the Lord, they are very, very intelligent. They ask for one thing, "Please engage me in service." And by doing that, they get everything. They do not ask for anything else. So, Shiva Sakumine, Lord Chaitanya was in the home of Shiva Sakur. And Lord Chaitanya saw that Shiva Sakur is fully absorbed throughout the day, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, and the night, chanting the holy name of the Lord, same Krishna Kirtan. So once he asked Shiva Sakur, "Shiva, you are not doing anything. Throughout the day you are studying. How will you maintain your family members? You are having such a big family. How will you maintain your family?" Then Shiva said, no need. But you are having so many members, how will you maintain that?" Then Shiva is telling that, "See, I will clap 1, 2, 3. And if I will not get anything, then I will bind some pot with my neck and I'll jump into the Ganges." Then Lord Chaitanya, what is the meaning of 1, 2, 3? Then he telling that, "I'll fast for 3 days. If I'll not get anything, I'll fast for 3 days. Still if I am not getting anything, then I'll jump into the Ganges and do suicide." Then Lord Chaitanya becomes so much ecstatic that, then he jumps and he tells to Ramai Pandit, his brother, "From today onwards, you take care of Shiva Sakur. He is like myself only. As much you give respect to me, you give that much respect to Shiva Sakur. You take care of him. That's why it is called that Shraddha Sabde Vishwasakaya Sudrula Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kartaya. If we have Shraddha, then we are doing rendering devotional service, then everything is successful. This instruction is not for all. I am not giving the instruction that you should give up everything, all our services, and chant the holy name of the Lord throughout the day, will speak to this Bhagavatam. No. This is for the devotees like Srivas Pandit, Uttam Adhikaris. They can do, we cannot do this. Even Lord Shiva says, Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Shodheshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatiswari, Pramana Sasaneshwari, Rameshwari, Khyameshwari, Pramada Kananeshwari, Brajeshwari, Brajadhipe, Siradhike Namastute. Krishna is Makeshwara. And Radharani is Makeshwari. Kriya Krishna is Kriyeshwara. Radharani Kriyeshwari. Like Krishna is the queen of, Radharani is the queen of all the sacrifices, queen of pious activities. She is the queen of Vedic scholarship, and she is the queen of knowledge. So, that's why, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, it's mentioned that, Datha karor mula nisi chenena, trupyanti skanda bhujau pashakha, kana pahara jatha indriyanam katheva raham achyuteja. It's like, when we water at the root of the tree, means the whole tree is nourished. The branches, the twigs, the leaves, everything is nourished. And when you eat food, then whole body is nourished. Similarly, when we serve the Lord, then there is no need to serve all the devatas independently. All the desires are fulfilled. So in the Pratyatas, they pray that Parijate Anjasalabha Saranga Natrana Sevate Tadandhi Moolam Asadhya Sakshat Kim Kim Bruni Mahi Parijata Anjasalabha Saranga Natrana Sevate. When the bee approaches a Parijata tree is not available in this one. It's like desire tree only, Prabhupada writes. So, if a bee approaches a Parijata tree, then there is no need for that bee to go to other flowers, because that gives so much honey that there is no need only. Similarly, when a devotee approaches to the lotus feet of the Lord, so there is no need to approach to other demigods and other people. All the desires are fulfilled by the Lord. So this is what little bit understanding I have, and I spoke just to do some justice to this verse, little bit justice. So actually, I do not have any realization. Please forgive me if I have given some instruction to you. So, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.